Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Tammy Fuse, daughter of the Most High Yah. Today, I'm going to talk about how everything began, and a lot of this stuff explains some of the questions of our existence and how the world got to where it is now. My father, Yahuwah, has always existed, even before the creation of this universe thing. No laws of nature existed or ever will exist where he is, which is also my home and the home of my brothers and sisters, and that of all the angels. My father was living in love, happiness, and in an eternal, blissful, and totally peaceful state, enjoying being the light and having the knowledge of all there is. So, when he decided to begin to create the universe, he created time, space, and matter. Then he would take long walks on every surface of every planet he has ever created. It was a beautiful and magnificent moment and experience for him. Everything he made in the universe came from his goodness, his greatness, and his love. After about 30 million years that he created time, he witnessed countless changes in the events in space, time, and matter. So he thought about creating other light beings such as himself and civilizations that would want to share in this marvelous experience. It would also help with the loneliness and the isolation he would feel sometimes. He also wanted to share the knowledge and the memories to his heavenly family. It also helped him to explore new possibilities and perspectives because he cares what others might think of these creations and of the creation soon to come. And the main reason for the creation of his heavenly family is that he wanted to create a living legacy where we would all share in his values, ideas, achievements, and accomplishments, and also the so-called mistakes that will survive into the next generations. Even though he or we will never cease to exist, he still wants to build a hierarchy of goodness where we will all inherit his power, his influence, and authority, and to continue the mission and vision of our Father, heaven, and the universe. So Yahuwah created Yahshua, known as Jesus and Hallel, and his beautiful family of angels, which significantly outnumbered the stars in the universe. And then he created his daughters. The daughters always have two names, and I am one of those 12 daughters of the Most High. My angelic name is Queen Zenzana Malakia. Daughters are born queens, but sons have to earn their titles as kings. Our development is pretty much similar as down here. Instead of sperm and an egg cell, the Holy Spirit would activate a small speck of light, and we would develop from that into a baby, then toddler, then teen. And at 30 billion years old, you are considered a mature light being. But when you get around 1 billion years old, you get the gift of free will. I have lots of memories from heaven, but I don't have the extensive collection of the memories that I would like to have of my home in heaven, because when you embrace a mission to this earth, you will lose your memories through the process, because when it's your time, you reverse in age and become that speck of light again, and you begin your journey through the different levels of the universe to this earth. I do remember some of the times that I shared with my father and my brothers and sisters, and one of the things we would do is that we would gather together in the yard to bathe in the lights of the sun that he created for our home. He invented sunbathing, and it was a thing. He kept a garden in the back, and there was also a building in the back. It looks similar to like a tool shed on Earth, but it was something else that Father would call it, and then he would spend a lot of time in it. He called it the knowledge room, which was off limits to anyone. He didn't lock it. We just knew to not go in there because he said so. We would play all day outside by the garden and the tool shed. We were all playing kickball one day, and the ball landed by the door of the tool shed. Halel went to go get the ball, and his eyes were level with the doorknob of the shed. As soon as the thought came into his mind, Father appeared and stopped him. Father would always know what we were doing, thinking, and feeling. So it was hard and even frustrating to surprise him with anything, to show our love and appreciation for him. But we were always okay with it. Halel, on the other hand, was not okay with it. He was like, why even have free will in the first place if he was going to not even grant the basic right of privacy? Why be in our thoughts, feelings, and know our actions? And he started to distance himself more and more from the Father. Then, as we got into our teens, 13 to 19 billion years old, Halel and other angels got into performing. He would put on huge plays to tell the story of our Father, our existence, and the universe, complete with the most beautiful music you could ever hear. It was a mystical experience watching the other angels reenact our Father and us. It was very impressive for all of us because of all the work he put into it. But Father was not surprised, because he already knew everything and how the story ended each time. We all knew the stories very well, so it was like watching the same movies and hearing the same songs, but portrayed differently. So Halel started to become frustrated, and Father had him come in to talk in the throne room, already knowing what was on his mind and heart. He and the angels were requesting some type of privacy of the mind and thoughts from him so that they could create better theatrical and musical content, so they could finally impress him and make him proud. But Father had concerns and conditions we all had to agree to. One was that although he could not access our thoughts and minds to read anymore, he could still read our hearts and send loving messages to our hearts. We will also have consequences for our actions. That's when he also decided to build his royal angelic army and guards for his kingdom and for defensive measures. And so Father granted him what he and the other angels wished for, and also we benefited from that as well. And it greatly improved our relationship with our Father. We were able to make lavish gifts and surprises for him, and his heart became so much bigger and so much fuller of love. It's just so much. It was so full, so bigger. We couldn't imagine his heart being so big than what it already was. So Halel went on to produce the best shows, complete with music and dance, and it was just so amazing and incredible. Father was so impressed with all the new scenarios and stories that he allowed Halel access to the universe, because he wanted to build something amazing and spectacular for us all to see, like some type of amusement park or resort. Well, there was this one project Father had been working on, which is the solar system that we are in now. The earth had not been completed. It was in the beginning stages before man, because Father was working with the dinosaurs. They were used to help spread the seeds of the vegetation and trees, as well as other things that had benefited the earth and humanity. Dinosaurs were important seed dispersers, especially for large seeded plants that could not be eaten by similar animals. Some dinosaurs, such as sauropods, had huge appetites and could swallow large amounts of plant material without chewing. They would then travel long distances and defecate the seeds in different locations, helping the plants colonize new areas. Other dinosaurs, such as ornithopods, had specialized teeth and jaws that could grind up tough plant matter, including seeds. They would also disperse the seeds through their feces, but in a more digested form that could enhance germination. Dinosaurs also helped shape the landscape and create habitats for other organisms. For example, sauropods could trample and clear vegetation, creating open spaces and trails that could be used by smaller animals. They could also knock down trees and branches, creating piles of dead wood that could serve as shelters or food sources for insects and fungi. Some dinosaurs, such as theropods, were also burrowers that could dig underground tunnels and chambers. These could provide refuge for themselves and other animals, as well as alter the soil structure and drainage. Dinosaurs also contributed to the global carbon cycle and climate regulation. By eating plants, they reduced the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and stored it in their bodies. When they died, some of their carbon was buried in the ground and became fossil fuels such as coal and oil. These fossil fuels are now used by humans for energy production, but also the use of it releases carbon dioxide when burned, contributing to global warming. By moving around and digging, dinosaurs also affected the erosion and the weathering of rocks, which could release or sequester carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. And there's something Hillel also saw. He saw the animals attacking each other. Seeing these creatures moving and attacking one another made him see that there was more to our existence than just the beautiful bright side. He saw that there was also a dark side that existed to creating and creation, and this stayed in his mind and thoughts. So he went on to design our vacation spots, beautiful mountain formations and deep oceans, out of the things that Father already had made and was ready for mankind. There was only one spot that no one was to enter just yet, and that was the Garden of Eden, and we respected his request. This place was a sacred sanctuary for Father to walk through and think. But since we didn't go through that, we just explored the earth and all the other things. And let me tell you, the landscapes were absolutely amazing. It became the vacation spot, home away from home for all of us and the angels. Some of my favorite things were to go mountain climbing, and me and my sister would ride down the waterfalls, and we would have so much fun. Everything was going great, that after some time, Father announced to all of us about his plans to make mankind in the Garden of Eden. Yahshua was the most excited of us all because he was to earn his title as king by being a good shepherd to them. It has always been Father's intention to turn it over to Yahshua. And then Father would repeat the process with the rest of us, beginning with Hillel. We were all going to inherit our own solar system. But we were to watch and learn from Father on how to deal with mankind first, because this was all training for us. So, Father created Adam and his first mate, Lilith. Adam and Lilith had a falling out, and she left the Garden of Eden. And she went on to live in the rest of the earth. Father had destroyed the dinosaurs so that she could live in the world safely. We waited for her return. Yahshua even tried to convince her to come back, but she had made up in her mind and decided that she would never come back. So Father gave Adam the responsibility of naming and looking after the animals on the earth to distract him. But you could see just how heartbroken Adam was, because the animals all had mates. So Father caused Adam to go into a deep sleep, and that is when he created Eve from Adam's own DNA. And she and Adam bonded immediately after they laid eyes on each other. And that is when Father gave them one little commandment for that time being, which was not to eat from the tree of knowledge. The tree of knowledge was to be introduced to mankind after they had completed all of their training from our Father. And if they wanted to become a part of Father's special people, they will get to the tree of knowledge. And with this knowledge, they can also go on to rule other civilizations on their own planets inside of solar systems that were ruled by angels. Everything that Father had done or created was good. We all loved it. But Hillel felt that there should be an equal balance between good and bad, and that good and bad were equal and necessary, just as it was with using the dinosaurs in the creation of the planet. Thinking that he could do things a lot better than Father, he became full of pride, wanting praise. He felt that Father had made his first mistake because he was sheltering all of heavenly creation and mankind by denying all knowledge. He became so full of himself and jealous of mankind. He also thought they didn't deserve our love and attention because they are lower than us as third dimensional beings. And he thought they certainly didn't deserve to rule a planet. He felt that he was being ignored because of all the hard work he has gone through to entertain the heavens, that he should be at everybody's attention. So he gained a great deal of influence over a third of the angels with this logic. So, after creating Eve, Father started lecturing Adam and Eve about life, truth, and light as we all watched. And then that night, Father sang them to sleep as they laid in their comfy bed of soft, beautiful roses in their garden. It was during that time Hillel hurried back home to heaven, and he went into the shed in the backyard, the knowledge room. And in a split second, he came away with knowing all good and bad and evil about everything. The guards saw that someone had been in the shed, and they alerted Father. We all rushed home because we all got the warning from the guards. Everyone was in the throne room except for Hillel and a third of the angels. And at that time, we were informed by Father, after he examined Hillel and the third of the angels' hearts, that they have changed. And it was at this moment, Father, deciding what's best for us, that they were to no longer enter into heaven again, to protect the rest of his heavenly children and angels. He also had changed each one of their names as he declared that they no longer were a part of his kingdom or family. From now on, we were to call Hillel Satan. Then we had found out that they had gone back to earth, and Satan had used a snake to deceive Eve after he had laid with Lilith. And the rest is history. So Yahshua had gotten his crown, and he is the king of this solar system. We have all been training for the apocalyptic war since then, and we all know that this thing is going to be a slam dunk. But we all also vowed to Father that we will also prove our love to him and mankind to take on the form as humans, to come down here and warn the people and together and guide the 144,000. And Satan does not make it easy. It was during this descent into this world, Satan used his fallen angels, who are known as extraterrestrial creatures or beings in these UFOs, now called UAPs, to control the world and what enters the solar system above the world. When we go on these missions, we rapidly reverse in age and become a speck of light. We would go towards Earth in huge groups, resembling a beautiful beam of light, breaking off to go to our specific targets, which are wombs picked out specifically for us. Then all of a sudden, this huge light beam that resembles a tunnel of light shoots out to get us. I remember us going another direction to avoid it. Then the unthinkable happens. This tunnel of light starts to bend and curve around, and we are taken into it. And it redirects us, all good people, Father's people, the authentic 144,000, into unfavorable bodies, places, families, and even circumstances to deter us from completing our missions here on Earth. Satan's goal is to make us feel as though our missions are impossible to achieve. So if you are one of Father's people, as you try to enter the atmosphere to the womb that was specifically intended, designed, and picked out for you, you will be redirected to a different womb with a lot of problems, challenges, and difficulties in store for you. As a result, many of us were born angry. But we have to remember that we have our Father, Yahshua, the Holy Spirit, and our archangels to protect and guide and assist us.